What enables one man to be optimistic in the face of pain while another is crushed by it? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Ed is a man who doesn't believe in wasting life's pain. A follower of Jesus, he left a good job to teach skills in impoverished communities in Asia and show people what it looks like to follow Jesus. But just before he turned 55, Ed was diagnosed with cancer. His chance of survival wasn't great. During his treatments, people in the hospital couldn't quite figure him out. Ed's bright outlook was different. He told people that God was good all of the time. Doctors, nurses, and patients all wanted to know why and visited his room to talk. Ed was healed and came away with insights on pain. Years later, a man in West Africa named Sani heard Ed's story through a radio program in his own language. Sani said, "I was greatly encouraged by the program and the lessons that were shared. I am an orphan. My life has been filled with so much pain as I am alone often." Here are the lessons Ed learned, which encourage Sani today. Lesson one, God handles problems better than we do. Both Ed and Sani take their difficulties directly to God in prayer. And two, God gives special grace for special times. In trials, we experience the richness of God's favor and care. And three, we should never waste our trials. God doesn't. He will always give us opportunity to encourage others coming along behind us. Relationship with God changes the human experience of pain. The Bible says, "Oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge." You can help send this message of God's provision for our pain to millions around the world in their own languages. Give a gift today at guidelines.org.